We don't need to change lessons. So,
we're reading from the book of Shamati, article number 5. Lishma is awakening from above, and why do we need awakening from below? Again, Shamati on page. Shamati is awakening from below, and why do we need awakening? Lishma is awakening from above, and why do we need awakening from below? In order to find Lishma, a person doesn't have to understand it, because it's not in the human nature to understand it. So how can there be such a thing in the world? And that is
because everything a person is made to understand, that if he engages in Torah and Mitzvot, he will attain something. There must be self-gratification there. Otherwise, one is unable to do anything. Instead, this is an illumination that comes from above. And only one... Only one who tastes it can know and understand. It is written about that, taste and see that the Lord is good. Thus we must understand why one should seek advice and counsels regarding how to achieve Lishma. After all, no counsels will help him. And if God does not give him the other nature, called the will to bestow, no labor will help one to attain the matter of Lishma. The answer is, as our sages said, it is not for you to complete the work, and you are not free to idle away from it. This means that one must give the awakening from below, since this is discerned as a prayer. Prayer is considered a deficiency, and without a deficiency, there is no fulfillment. Hence, when one has the need for Lishma, the fulfillment comes from above, and the answer to the prayer comes from above, meaning one receives fulfillment for one's need. It follows that one's work is needed to receive the Lishma from the Creator only in the form of a lack and a kli, vessel. Yet, one can never attain the fulfillment alone. It is rather a gift from God. However, the prayer must be a whole prayer, that is, from the bottom of the heart. It means that one knows 100% that there is no one in the world who can help him but the Creator Himself. Yet, how does one know that there is no one to help him but the Creator Himself? One can acquire that awareness precisely if he has exerted all the powers at his disposal and it did not help him. Thus, one must do every possible thing in the world to attain for the sake of the Creator. Then one can pray from the bottom of the heart, and then the Creator hears his prayer. However, one must know when exerting to attain the Lishma, to take upon himself to want to work entirely to bestow, completely, meaning only to bestow and not to receive anything. Only then does one begin to see that the organs do not agree to this idea. From that, one can come to clear awareness that he has no other counsel but to pour out his complaint before the Lord to help him so that the body will agree to enslave itself to the Creator unconditionally. As one sees that he cannot persuade his body to annul his self entirely. It turns out that precisely when one sees that there is no reason to hope that his body will agree to work for the sake of the Creator by itself, one's prayer can be from the bottom of the heart. And then his prayer is accepted.
Questions? Oh, he's here.
I don't feel very well.
We will pray for Tzvika. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, you can see how I speak, my throat.
What? Elections?
No, the elections killed me. No, it's an unpleasantness. Well, he says, no labor will help a person to obtain the Shema. Look at this sentence. And they tell me to come study Kabbalah, and then they tell me, how should I relate to what's written here?
You see, just it's the nature of the not just the union, it's the whole other people there who are kind of like cooking things for us. Those high people up, those who are engaging in these politics, etc. Why is it not according to what I want? That's the approach. So what was the question?
Look at this sentence. I'm reading it. No labor will help a person in order to obtain Ishmael, period. That's what he says.
No. What will benefit him?
Connecting, tens, I don't know.
No. Why won't it benefit with him?
Well, he continues. He says, for when a person has a need for Lishma that comes from above, the prayer, so that
he will break out in prayer, meaning to come to the right deficiency. Because without a deficiency, he won't have what to give to the Creator. Where will he give it to you? Where? He's willing. You're coming without the plate. Where is he going to serve you?
I'm coming with a bucket, not with a plate.
What kli? You don't have a kli.
Bucket with holes.
You don't have a bucket and you don't have a vessel. That's the whole problem. In order to at least, to the minimal extent, for there to be naranchai of nefesh of tusha. That's what it's called. Nefesh of Kedusha. I mean, the smallest spiritual light necessitates the Kli. Naranchai. For it to clothe in the smallest one, it needs Kachabzon, with a viut of Shoresh, of Shoresh, of Shoresh, with restriction, with the screen, and in order to bestow. Do you have that or not? If not, then we need to bring you to such a state. Therefore, each time, on one hand, you're being revealed a will to receive that you want, and then they're showing you that you don't want. No, spirituality is important. No, I don't care at all. I want corporeality. And that's how it is. Each time, in order to grow for you and grow for you, you're clean. Because for the meantime, you can't put anything into it. The smallest light includes within it Namchai, nevertheless. You need to be willing to receive it. Otherwise, you won't have a spiritual perception, a grasp. Spiritual grasp necessitates five channels, like seeing and hearing and smelling and tasting and feeling. So they're showing you that you're not capable, that you don't want, that you can't, that you're thinking about the elections, and that you're thinking about work, about home, about other things. Spirituality, okay, sometimes, once a week maybe.
So he says a person can attain if he exerted everything, however, he did whatever he could and it didn't help him.
Yes.
He wants to get me to complete despair? What?
Yes. Yes, that's a law.
What do
yes.
you mean it's a law?
That's what he writes. That's what I'm telling you.
What's a law?
Because otherwise you won't have a true lack.
Does this chisaron, the lack, build the kli?
Yes, this deficiency is the kli itself.
Can you explain that? Because this is very important.
Uh,
Depict yourself that you, what you're receiving in the world, in all that you have, you're only receiving under the condition that you are dying for it. Truly, you want it, and the last moment, just about to get it, or I'm going to die. Then you receive it. Okay? Is it worthwhile? Yes. Okay, don't breathe. Until you feel like you're about to die. You opened your mouth. What? That's it?
Now you really want me not to breathe?
Yes, I want you to die from a lack of oxygen.
Your friends will help me?
That I don't know. I want you to attain what a lack is, what a deficiency is. And like that, for everything a true deficiency. But not for corporeality we're not talking about. That's a beast. But for spirituality, you can't do it otherwise. Otherwise, it's not considered, I want. You know how it's written, that is what I want.
So if I understand you correctly, I have to go all out without being afraid?
For the sake of the Creator, you can't come and say, okay, give me, in order to bestow to you.
So I need to... Like you said, stop breathing.
You ask your wife...
No, don't get her involved now.
You ask your wife what she thinks, how you need to bestow to her, how you need to think about her.
No, she says I don't love her enough, so...
No, she will explain to you what a true desire is, for you to have the right desire towards her, towards the kids.
What's the real desire?
A true desire is, if I don't observe it, if I don't keep it, I myself don't exist. Because I am the desire. That's what we're being shown here from spirituality. A person is the desire. If there's no desire, there's no person. Therefore, until he says, so I want. Well, should we read more or no? Did you find something else that's better? No, continue, Nif. Where is that?
Shamati number 20.
536.
Shamati number 20, Lishma.
Amud 536, Shamati Kaf. Inyan Lishma.
The Inyan Lishma.
Concerning Lishma, for her sake. In order for a person to obtain Lishma, one needs an awakening from above, as it is an illumination from above, and it is not for the human mind to understand. Rather, he who tastes knows. It is said about this, taste and see that the Lord is good. Because of this, upon assuming the burden of the kingdom of heaven, one needs to be in utter completeness, meaning only to bestow and not at all to receive. If a person sees that the organs do not agree with this view, he has no other choice but prayer, to pour out his heart to the Creator, to help him make his body consent to enslaving itself to the Creator. Do not say that if Lishma, for her sake, is a gift from above, then what good is one's overcoming in efforts and all the remedies and corrections that he does in order to achieve Lishma? If it depends on the Creator, our sages said about it, you are not free to rid yourself of it. Rather, one must give the awakening from below, and this is considered prayer. Yet, there cannot be a real prayer if he does not know first that without prayer it is impossible to be, it cannot be obtained. Therefore, the acts and remedies he does in order to obtain Lishma create the corrected kelim, vessels in him that want to receive the Lishma. Then, after all the actions and the remedies, he can pray in earnest, since he saw that all his actions did not help him whatsoever. Only then can he make an honest prayer from the bottom of his heart. And then the Creator hears his prayer and gives him the gift of Lishma.
Is it clear thus far? Yes.
Where is the 10 in this?
What they're writing, it's really clear that it's in the 10. Read the articles of Rabash. That is clear. Without the 10 altogether, all this work alone is without benefit. Read the articles of Rabash, read Matan Torah, the Arvut, so it'll be clear to you that prior to that, that a person needs to be organized in a 10. Prior to that, it's not beneficial. It's good that he will read, and the study itself led him to some place where he will find in that place the den. That's how it usually occurs. I learned about 4 years prior to coming to Rabash in all kinds of places, in all kinds of books, and in Ramak, I learned a lot. Until I came to, and that was by studying. I traveled to Babasali, to all sorts of, back then it was 76, 77. Back then there still were many Kabbalists. Even from the Ashkenaz, from the Sephardic, both these and those, they mostly studied by according to the Ramak, the Ashkenaz, and the Sephardic studied according to Bnei Ishchai. And well, ask.
Thank you. I didn't understand how the Torah, the spice. I understand we're asked to do external things, like physical things. But is something required from within?
No, nothing that a person is not capable of is demanded. Nothing. It's probably you don't understand that. But the Torah, the Creator meaning, does not demand of a person more than what a person is capable of doing. And for each and every person, in a very personal manner. From you, he demands differently than he demands from your friend or your neighbor and so on. From each and everyone, because it comes from the upper light. As above, we are all connected in the end of correction, Gemar Tikkun, and this shines from above, downwards, more and more and more, and then it arrives to each and every one and awakens him according to where he is. So you have nothing to complain. It's a system that is organized in such a way, and the demand to you and to each and every one is according to the time, the state, the place. Everything is calculated.
They themselves are telling us you are 100% egoistic. You can't think of anything but yourself. And they also tell us the Creator is the force that does everything, and He is giving you only evil according to your nature, right? For the time being. How in this game are we told you have to think of someone else? How can you?
I'm capable. If I'm dependent on him, then I'm capable. I'm dependent on the Creator. I'm a small person. He awakens in me all kinds of bad things. And then I think about him. How can I do it such that he'll bestow upon me good instead of bad? So I think of him. Is that above my nature?
I don't know what it means to think about him.
Let's do it differently with you. I see that I can't get rid of you. He's smiling. You're going to sit at home, and all that you want, write down in writing, in English, and then check it really well, correct it so that the writing will be clearer, more organized, and so it will kind of like flow really nicely. And that story, bring. Then we will understand what you want, where you are, and you will get answers for each and every piece that you write there. I'm actually interested in this.
No, maybe I didn't ask clearly in Hebrew.
No, it's not clear. Not in Hebrew or in English, it's not clear.
Can I ask again? Because I know what I want to ask.
We made a summary here. We made an agreement. You're asking and you'll get an answer.
Good morning, Rav. In the 10, we connect. We fall in love with one another. We love each other, and then you get the smack from a friend. He insults you. The question is, what do you do with it? Where do you take the strength? Because it's a huge blow. It's a blow from people you trust and you love. You have no defenses.
Excellent. Well,
so where do you take the strength to come back if it's a strong blow?
Are you receiving it from all of them?
No. Every 2 or 3 months, boom.
Two or three months. Vika, you see, it's not every day like you're talking about. Very nice. Well, and?
Where do you take the strength to love again and to trust?
From the same group. And the one that did to you that thing there, do the others not remind you that it's not from him, that he's just a puppet and that it comes from the Creator?
Yeah, there's a word. The friends tell you, look, it came from the Creator, it's a descent. But your insults, it hurts.
Wait, can't you, from that pain, slowly, immediately it's impossible, I understand you. But slowly, can't you rise above that and to thank the Creator for this blow, that probably by this you're advancing?
It's difficult. I'm trying, I'm praying for the friend. But when I see that friend, I try to look in his eyes. It's hard for me to look in his eyes.
Nice. You see what beautiful discernment, that the will to receive is controlling you. You're willing to kill him.
Right.
Well,
right.
Very nice.
Yes, I'm willing to kill him.
We know this well.
So it's difficult for me. So?
Why didn't you turn to the friends to help you change your approach, your access, your attitude towards them, for you to see him as loving you, and that's how the Creator is leading a blow to you? It's not a blow, but it's assistance. That if you were to rise, if you receive it from the 10, it's 100% spiritual. If you now rise above this, you will already receive an ascent in a degree.
I'll try to work on this with the 10. I have no other way.
No, Oish, not another way. Thank God that there's no other way.
Thank God there is no other way. Thank you very much.
If you close all these things in the 10, you will succeed.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Good morning. I want to clarify something for me. The work we do in Lo Lishma, afterwards, with its help, with his help, we turn it into Lishma. Is this the exaltedness of the Creator?
The exaltedness of the Creator you need to receive, otherwise you won't be able to ascend. You're not capable of justifying the Creator if you don't exalt him above the blow.
Thank you.
Mois.
Well, Mois, bless us
Good morning, Rav, dear friends, World Kli. Greetings to this holy assembly. It's a blessing for me each time. I wanted to ask Rav, during the lessons, we went over the topic of 613 councils and 613 deposits. Now we are in the last generation. We've incarnated many times. Are the same 613 lights that Adam, due to the breaking, and the soul had to go through it in order to build a kli, are these the same lights we're supposed to receive?
No. Also the light and also the kli are 620 times greater. The Pharaoh that was revealed, the will to receive that was revealed, the ego that was revealed, it wasn't in Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon was an angel. It didn't have an achap. It wasn't disclosed. It was in Katnut. When everything was revealed in expansion, and it will be revealed more on our path to spirituality, but also in corporeality, we can see that the ego is growing and growing. So what we're attaining is a completely different Naran Chai.
But we're only correcting the external kelim.
I didn't understand.
We're correcting only the external kelim because the first and second temples, in them, we already corrected up to Neshama. We reached the level of the correction of Neshama.
And that is something completely different, the first and the second temple. That's only relative to the Rosh, towards Israel. Now we are correcting a completely different kli. Where does he write that between Israel and the nations of the world, the kli of the first temple and the third temple? No, you can't compare. It's a kli, the achap, that wasn't in implementation and is only being implemented by the serpent, as we call it, that Adam HaRishon opened those kilim, where we put back in other than the stony heart, we scrutinize them first of all, from this whole mixture. We scrutinize the first nine, the malchut, all of these zivugim, we raise ourselves to the 125 degrees, and then we cause Rav Palim Mikovtziel, the final action, and both in the middle and in the end, it's also a kli and also a light that is revealed that wasn't there before.
Thank you very much, Rav.
The first and second temple, first of all, we must have them disclosed and shattered, and this is only what is related to Israel. It's a very small kli. You are the few amongst the nations. Relative to what is now, oh wow, it's, I don't even know how to tell this to you. This includes all the worlds. It's like such a bomb that is being revealed. It's already on the way. Okay? Yes, who's there with the hand up? Well, stand up.
Hello, World Kli. Hello, Rav. My question is, if I have no 10, and I always connect to the World Kli, sometimes I come to listen here or in the Ashkelon group or other groups.
Do you have a 10 or not? That's the question.
Yeah.
So I'm asking, why not? Virtual, I don't know where. Maybe you live there somewhere where the Bedouins live, I don't know. No, I was there the day before yesterday there. Where in God?
So what can I do?
Connect, you have nevertheless a connection. Do you have a little computer?
Yes.
You do, meaning you have the capability of having a 10. Connect to the permanent 10. Say that you want to be with them together. And sometimes you come to them, sometimes you can't come. And also you're coming to here sometimes. And that's how it is. That's how you'll sustain yourself. Connect that way. You'll see that you'll advance. But it's a must. You must feel yourself, I belong to this. This is my soul. There, inside, if I find myself, that's where I find the Creator. With your finger, you have to, like this, you have to point at it.
Yeah, and our friend said not long ago when I come, and I connect to the friends, and suddenly I feel this big blow.
Well, excellent. Why else do you have friends? But did you understand this? So you understand this. Now, write down that tomorrow when you get it like this, that so you don't forget it.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Good? Where is New York? Oh, New York, yes.
How does a person determine that he is putting in 100% of his efforts? How can a person even judge his state correctly out of his egoism?
That in place of the gabai and the atz, he is concerned with his ten all the time. Truly, all the time. He is concerned only for it. Only for it. If it will succeed, he succeeds. If it won't succeed, he doesn't succeed. Why? Because what he sees in the ten is he sees himself, a reflection of himself, his mirror. That's it. Who didn't we yet? Oh, Haifa.
Shalom.
Hello. In both articles we read in Shamati, Article 5 and Article 20, it seems like it talks only about work on the left line of Chisaron and prayer. What about the right line?
We will talk about this later. Of course, each and every article does not talk in a complete manner about the work, about the spiritual work, but of a certain aspect of it. About that, you're right. San Francisco.
Hi, dear Rob, dear friends. We've got so much inspired from you, so much big vision about this duty 10, so this a 10 that would be responsible for the whole country in each country. And we all just been gathering together about around this idea. And I have the questions came from the friends to ask you, very short. Ask Rob a question. What criteria should this 10 meet? Thank you so much.
That's what Rabash writes in his first 10 articles. And also, we wrote up with this, we made a list of these criteria, and you will find them in all the languages, I'm sure, in our archive, in Tziva Tova. That's it. Or ask and they'll send it to you. That already exists. More? We have Orlando.
Hello, Rav. I had a different question, but what I found recently in all the lessons is that all the questions that I want to ask are really clothed in the fact that I want to find some sort of adhesion with the Rav, some sort of realization that we're here, that we're studying. I don't know how else to transmit this. How what is the right way to be in the Vedkut with the Rav, with the teachers, with the authors? I just, this is my general desire, is to, be in adherence with you.
Through the group.
Through the group. There, in the center of the group, you will find me too, and also all the great ones of ours, and then also the Creator. That's how you attain it. All in one place.
Riga.
We did Orlando. We have Riga.
In the Baltics, we have mixed tens, and we work well together, but there are different countries like Latvia where they have their own tens. So my question is this, should I be in one ten and work with them, or is it okay if I'm in two tens?
For the time being, it might be that it's okay. If you want to strengthen them specifically, then of course, to complement them, to complete them. But later, nevertheless, you will see. It's like you can't, you know, it's like it used to be where each man had several wives. Yes? I don't want to start with that, to start talking about that, but it was okay. There was no problem with that. It's not because of the culture, but because of the will to receive, which then became more egotistical, and then changes occurred in that. So you continue like that with two groups, eventually you'll feel that you must belong to one group. Which of the two? You will see. But it will happen. If it will happen. You will feel that they're the close ones. They are more, I belong to them more. They demand of me. They need me more. Where there is more work, maybe, you'll decide. And with that, we probably will conclude. What do we have, kind of, according to our plans? Today, tomorrow, the next day? We don't? Okay, so long everyone. And we're not forgetting that in the group we find ourselves and the Creator. Good luck. Nif.
We thank our viewers on TV. Have a good day. An intro course in the Wisdom of Kabbalah. The Kabbalah campus is delighted to invite you to a beginning of a course in the Wisdom of Kabbalah. The intro nights will take place in Kfar Blum and Kfar Saba on the 14th and 16th of January. Admission, 30 shekels, and VSOP. For details, call 1-700-509-209 or go to kab.co.il. Song.
Дно, преодолев туман, где правда есть, а где пустой мираж. If your day feels like the night, I'll help you step into the light. Because together we can make the darkness bright. Соединим, и мы достигнем нашей цели, слиться с ним. Juntos en unidad, la solidaridad.
to the skies.
Look up to the skies.
'Cause if your day feels like the night, I'll help you step into the light. Because together we can make the darkness bright.
Look up to the sky.
'Cause if your day feels like the night, I'll help you stand.